Okay, so, hello everybody, I'm Connor Sharp, you're listening to The Sharp Show. Today, I'm not going to be reacting to Biden being inaugurated, which I knew was going to happen, so you can just search up a clip, a guy putting his fist into a laptop. I know it was pretty viral, like maybe a couple years ago. That's literally just my reaction. Anyway, I posted a thing on Snapchat, my story. If you're through a con, follow me, give me an ad so you can see some sneak peeks of The Sharp Show. And as soon as it comes out, there's a link that I always post. So my friend, we're going to call him Landon. Landon said, you should roast every president. So I'm like, how about if I make something like kind of like it? What if I make something ugly about each president's term? He's like, perfect idea. I'm like, great. So that's what we're doing today. Each president in U.S. history. From Lincoln to Biden, or not Lincoln, from Washington to Biden. Clearly, I am not a good, I'm not a good speaker, and I'm definitely not a good history person. All right, let's start with George Washington. George Washington was perhaps one of the least qualified presidents in American history. He grew up in a family of wealthy tobacco farmers who owned slaves, which he inherited and then profited off of. He was a fine military leader. He had very little political experience, and the role of the presidency was largely shaped around his own skill set, which was mainly military, hence the title Commander-in-Chief. As a war hero and founder, he was shielded from criticism during his time and ever since. He failed to support Republican forces in revolutionary France, who responded to a handful of frontier rioters with an army of 15,000 men. And his economic policies were constantly favored the wealthy people, elites, people like himself. All right, here we go. John Adams had an obvious he did not like freedom of speech. Regularly fining or imprisoning Americans for speaking out against their government. He even arrested and imprisoned a congressman for criticizing the president in a private letter. Thomas Jefferson, one of the most successful presidents in the U.S. history. He was also a major slave owner. He criticized slavery in his writing, but owned about 600 of them. And when a slave rebellion through French colonial rule in Haiti, Jefferson's response to embargo, I probably butchered that. Sorry, editor and scriptwriter. That country, while Haiti's capital, was once known for Paris of the New World. The country fell into deep poverty as a result of Jefferson's result, and today remains one of the poorest countries in the world. James Madison did not prepare the military for war of 1812, even though he was a guy who pushed for it, and this is why the war is known as Madison's War. The war accomplished so little for the United States, but the British provided forces the opportunity to occupy Washington and set both Capitol buildings and the White House on fire. James Monroe got very little done considering the fact that he's only opposition the Federalist Party was already fading away by the time of his presidency. His solution for slavery issue was the Missouri Compromise, which drew a line free enslaved states. He claimed that the compromise had saved the Union, but in reality, it was just settling the stage for the Civil War. As Secretary of State, John Quincy Adams authored the Monroe Doctrine, claiming all the North and South America to be part of the sphere of influence of the United States. While you may have seen it as a measure against colonialism at the time, it was soon to be used as a near constant intervention for Latin American politics, including overthrow of even a democracy ending elected government. Hoo boy. President Andrew Jackson forcibly removed tens of thousands of natives from their homes in the Trail of Tears. Those who resisted were met with hostility, resulting in slaughter in the Second Somalia War. Let's take a break for a second. Personally, I think Andrew Jackson wasn't a good guy, but he was a pretty good president. People should hate him because of what he did to the Native Americans, but he was an okay president. Martin Van Buren. Martin Van Buren's incompetence was widely credited with the economic depression following the Panic of 1837. William Henry Harrison delivered the longest inaugural address in American history. On a cold, rainy day, wearing no coat or hat, he rode on horseback rather than a closed carriage, the oldest president ever elected at the time. He promptly caught pneumonia and died. John Tyler was never elected president and seemed to have a great deal of disdain for democracy. He was nearly impeached, and then after vetoing absurd numbers of bills in defiance of the custom presidents could only veto what they deemed unconstitutional. He then focused on exiting the Republic of Texas, which was a decade prior forcing Mexican territory. James K. Polk. Polk completed the annexation of Texas, thereby completing the theft of Mexican land, which triggered the Mexican-American War of 1848. He was an aggressive expansionist, not just of U.S. territory, but also of presidential powers, like George Washington. Zachary Taylor had military experience, but no political experience. Before becoming president, as such as he accomplished in such little aside from being the last president to own slaves, Millard Fillmore signed the Slave Act into law, which required citizens of free states to return escaped slaves to their masters. He also joined the deeply anti-Catholic, anti-immigrant, Know Nothing Party. Franklin Pierce broke with Monroe's Missouri Compromise to support the even more controversial Kansas-Nebraska Act, which allowed for the expansion of slavery into the West. He also tried but failed to invade Cuba. James Buchanan was a two-faced, a northerner with southern sympathies toward the end of his presidency. Many of the states would become his confederacy, seceded from the Union. While credited with freeing the slaves, the oversimplification ignores the role of abolitionist groups such as the Quakers. In very real world, blacks tried to free themselves. Lincoln repeatedly said he believed in white supremacy, and early on in the war he did not allow his generals to free slaves in captured territories. In point of fact, he did not believe that freed slaves could or wanted to become full American citizens. Hoo boy, you thought Lincoln was a good president. Well, he believed in white supremacists. Go after him, liberal media. There he is. Andrew Johnson opposed federally guaranteeing rights for African Americans. Ulysses S. Grant was a great general, but not a great president. He ushered in the glided age, and the close associates were constantly steeped in scandal. Rutherford B. Hayes pushed for of Native Americans into white culture, crushed a railroad strike with the Federalist troops, and despite serving as president, no today knows who the hell this guy is. Like William Henry Harrison, James Garfield died before getting much of anything done. Chester Arthur was widely admired, but as the compositors, I pronounced that wrong, like Mark Twain. He has been largely forgotten over the time, but possibly because he never achieved anything of note. Grover Cleveland oversaw a suffering economy and cracked down on unions. Benjamin Harrison was notorious for wasting government funds. His policies toward Native Americans were hostile, and to say the least, he oversaw the bloody Battle of Wounded Knee against the Sioux and tried to invade Hawaii. William McKinley actually invaded Hawaii. He supported imperialism even in his presidential campaign and seized Puerto Rico, Guam, and the Philippines after the Spanish-American War rather than freeing them. Teddy Roosevelt, one of my favorite presidents because he took a shot and still gave an 84-minute speech, but Teddy Roosevelt was obsessed with his own image and masculinity. He joined the Rough Riders to invade Cuba to show that just how tough he is. Then he spent the rest of his presidency pushing around Congress and Latin American republics alike. He also dishonorably discharged black guys after they were shot by white racists, townies. Fat, not enough.
This is William Hardcastle. He was also expected to follow in the footsteps of his mentor, Teddy Roosevelt, but deactivated from Roosevelt's policy so extremely that the Rough Rider left the Republican Party to form a new one. During Taft's presidency, the progressive wing of the Republican Party split off to join the Democrats, mainly because of the Bollinger controversy. Woodrow Wilson. He was a racist, supported white supremacy, wanted to pack the court, enough said. Warren G. Harding, one of the most corrupt presidents in history, one of the most prominent of his scandals was the Teapot Dome scandal, in which members of Harding's administration were caught taking bribes from private corporations to lease oil reserves in Wyoming. Failed to act during the Great Mississippi Flood of 1927, then helped to build the economic policies that created the Great Depression. In 1929, stock market crashed. That was, guess who it is? Calvin Coolidge. But guess who took the blame for it? Herbert Hoover. Herbert Hoover failed to recover the economy during the Great Depression and supported Prohibition. One of the greatest presidents in American history, FDR, the Democrats think so, is not without his faults, either. He married a distant blood relative, gross, and he proceeded to have several extramarital affairs. Also, there were the Japanese internment camps. Truman was the first and only human being in history to order the dropping of a nuclear weapon on civilians. Hiroshima and Nagasaki. He also contributed more than any other president to the building of an American empire. He also started the Korean War. Eisenhower started the Vietnam War, threatening to use nuclear weapons and to end the Korean War, and developed plans to blow up the moon. He also authorized the CIA to take out democratically elected leaders of Iran, that installed the SAW, creating a lasting rift between Iran and the United States. Failed to get out of Vietnam, tried to fail to overthrow Fidel Castro, recklessly threatened to use the nuclear weapons to deal with the Cuban Missile Crisis, and humiliated the First Lady with all near-constant pandering. John F. Kennedy. Assassinated, too. Lyndon B. Johnson. A total failure when it came to the war in Vietnam, but he also did something good. He signed the Civil Rights Act. President Richard Nixon. Barely a human being. He's one of the most obvious, right, elected to end the war in Vietnam. But before doing that, he proceeded to expand the fighting into two other countries. There was Watergate and the Southern Strategy, and the legitimate and the empowerment of Henry Kissinger, one of the worst human beings to ever walk this earth. Although never made it to stand trial, two almost certainly committed more war crimes than you could name. President Gerald Ford. Gerald Ford is known to be a failed president, and is what little known about him. In his role aiding the invasion East Timor, which involved multiple incidents of indiscriminate mass slaughter and rape of civilians, including children. President Jimmy Carter, the worst president in modern history, but fair to say, he bungled the Iran hostage crisis. He could have done a lot more to prevent the 1979 energy crisis. Perhaps no president in history is probably better than this guy right here, Ronald Reagan, but he still has some flaws. If that doesn't do it for you, Google Iran-Contra affair. That's what he was known for. President George H.W. Bush, read my lips, he said. He promised not to raise taxes before raising taxes because the Democrats made him. President Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky is all I have to say. It's just the tip of the iceberg with Bill Clinton. He's been accused of all sorts of sexual shenanigans ranging from constant affairs to sexual harassment. Even flat out rape, if you don't want to count that against him, unless it's proven in a court of law. He also repealed the Glass-Steagall, which more than anything else led to the 2008 market crash and the Great Recession. President George W. Bush, on a month-long vacation, George W. Bush was told that Osama bin Laden was determined to attack within the United States. But reportedly, told the CIA agent, who was brief your ass now. A month later, he was reading to children when he was told that the nation was under attack, 9/11. Then he waited in seven minutes of stunned silence. What followed was a never-ending war on terror. Fruitless invasions of two countries. Yeah. Guantanamo Bay drone strikes, a failure to respond to Hurricane Katrina, and the Great Recession. Barack Obama was ensured to presidency on a campaign of hope and change, which won advertising awards. His response to the Wall Street shenanigans was massive bailouts, and the Dodd-Frank spill, milquetoast regulatory measure that he has failed to prevent the banks from getting even bigger. Now that we're getting too big to fail. He then signed into law his signature Obamacare bill, which went into effect with no public option and accomplished by a website that didn't work, rather that shut down the controversial drone program. He expanded it using signature strikes, which is killing people when we don't even know who they are, and double taps, which is the bombing the same spot twice, killing first responders and Good Samaritans. President Donald Trump, only days into his presidency, Donald Trump was already approving the Keystone XL and Dakota pipelines, which is good. Using cable TV as a policy advisor, not so good. Calling CNN fake news, that was true. Dubbing his Mar-a-Lago resort the winter White House while dubbing the cost of membership. And failing to put his considerable assets in an actual blind trust. While on the campaign trail, he promised to drain the swamp. He did not. In office, he rapidly becoming one of the greatest presidents in Washington, and may one day rank among Reagan and Lincoln as one of the best presidents of all time. Just now, I'm pointing out the faults of every president. It does not mean that all presidents were total garbage. In reality, most presidents, like FDR, Lincoln, Eisenhower, Jefferson, Trump, and Reagan, did lasting acts. Also not saying that all presidents are equally fallible in truth presidents, like Bush, Jr., Taylor, Reagan, Nixon, Clinton. Clinton and Harding also did irreparable damage. I know Reagan's on there twice. He did good stuff and bad stuff, depending on where you are in the country. You're probably wondering, Connor, where the hell is Joe Biden? You know what? All I have to say, he probably doesn't know where he's standing right now. But we don't need to worry about him. We just need to worry about the next president, Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris was a prostitute, and just because she didn't win the presidency, she dropped out before the primary even started because she didn't even get 1% of the vote in her hometown, in her home state, I should say, California. And she begged Joe Biden for the vice presidency, which here we are today. Thursday, January 21st. Thank you for listening. That was one ugly thing about every president. Thank you. You know who you are, but I'm going to call you Landon. I hope to see you. Well, I'm not going to be seeing you. I hope you be hearing me next episode, which coming up next Thursday. And Sunday, I might do a recording on Biden's inauguration. I don't know yet. So thank you, everybody, for listening to this podcast. If you liked it, please listen again. Tell your friends and family that you listen to The Shepherd Show. And goodbye, everybody.